All right, welcome to our deep dive into being a first-time cat parent. Getting ready for a new cat can feel super overwhelming, right? There's so much information out there, so we're going to help you focus on the absolute must-haves. We're looking at a blog post called The Top 10 Must-Have Essentials for First-Time Cat Parents. We'll cover everything from the obvious, like a litter box, to some maybe not so obvious tips too.
Yeah, and we'll really get into the why behind each thing on the
All
list
right.
so you know how it all contributes to your cat being happy and healthy.
Okay, so let's jump right in. First up, this one might surprise you. Cats sleep a lot, like up to 16 hours a day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Man, I wish I had their life. But
Yeah.
there's actually a really interesting reason for all those cat naps.
Right, it's not just laziness, it's biology. Cats are what's called crepuscular, meaning they're most active at dawn and dusk, which are prime hunting times. So all that napping helps conserve energy for, this burst of activity.
So a comfy cat bed is pretty important then, more than just a cute accessory. And the blog post recommends putting it near a window.
Oh, that's a great idea. It gives them something to look at, keeps them entertained. Plus the sun coming through the window makes it extra cozy.
Yeah, I like that. And for the kitties that are, a little more on the shy side, they suggest those igloo style beds to make them feel more secure. They even recommend a specific one, the Whiskers and Friends cat bed. It's got a 4.5 star rating on Amazon, so not bad. Okay, so another essential, kind of like a cat bed, a scratching post.
Ah, yes. This is one that so many new cat parents get wrong. They think it's just for keeping claws sharp, but it's so much more than that.
It is.
Yeah, scratching is an instinct. It's really tied into their well-being.
So it's more than just saving our furniture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have scent glands in their paws, so when they scratch, they're leaving their scent, like they're marking their territory.
Oh, that's fascinating. It's like they're saying, hey, this is mine. So we're not just protecting the couch, we're helping them be cats. I like that. And the blog post recommends the Smart Cat Ultimate Scratching Post. They talk about how important it is to get one that's tall and sturdy.
Absolutely. You want them to be able to really stretch out when they scratch, and a floozy post won't last very long.
Makes sense. Okay, so maybe not the most glamorous topic, but definitely important. The litter box.
Oh yeah, the litter box. It can be a source of frustration for new cat owners, but getting this right from the start can prevent a lot of problems later on. Cats are very clean animals.
So a dirty litter box is like their nightmare.
Pretty much, yeah. That's why the blog really stresses having enough litter boxes,
Yeah.
ideally one for each cat plus one extra.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it helps prevent them from, having accidents outside the box.
Got it. So more is better when it comes to litter boxes. The blog recommends the Iris USA Large Cat Litter Box. Apparently, it has this cool scatter shield to keep the litter contained. Okay, let's move from solids to liquids. What about their water dish? I know most people just put out a regular bowl.
Right, but a lot of cats actually prefer running water.
They do.
Yeah, it's an instinct. In the wild, stagnant water can be dangerous. So they evolve to be drawn to moving water. A cat water fountain can really encourage them to drink more.
So it's not just a fancy gadget, it's actually better for their health. That's really interesting. Okay, you can't talk about cat essentials without talking about food. What did they recommend?
Purina, Fancy Feast grilled wet cat food was their top pick. They like that it comes in a variety pack, which I think is a great point. Offering different flavors keeps mealtime interesting, and it makes sure they're getting a wider range of nutrients.
Variety is the spice of life, right?
Right.
Even for cats. Okay, so we've talked about keeping them physically healthy. What about keeping them mentally stimulated? Playtime.
Yes, playtime. So important, not just for burning off energy, but for their mental and emotional health, too.
So it's more than just like having fun.
Oh, absolutely. It taps into their hunting instincts, gives them mental stimulation, and strengthens their bond with you.
Wow, so every time we're playing with them, we're actually engaging in this like primal dance.
Exactly. The blog recommends the MeowEE interactive cat toys. They have a retractable wand with different feather attachments. Keeps things unpredictable, like prey in the wild.
Okay, I'm getting really excited to play with my future cat now. All right, so grooming. I know it's not the first thing people think of, but the blog post emphasizes how important it is.
Yes, regular brushing is crucial. It's not just about looks, it helps prevent matting or reduces shedding, and it can even improve blood circulation. But beyond all that, it's a wonderful way to bond with your cat. The gentle touch, the focused attention, it builds trust and intimacy.
Oh, that's so nice. It's like a little spa day for them. The blog recommends the VC Zanine 8 PCs Cat Brush Grooming Kit. They say it's got everything you need and it's affordable. Okay, speaking of keeping our cats safe and sound, cat carriers.
Ah, yes, the dreaded cat carrier. A lot of cat parents dread using them, but having a good one can make vet visits so much easier.
But how do you get them to, like, not hate the carrier?
Well, the key is to make it a positive space, not something they only see when it's time for the vet. You can start by just leaving it out. Let them explore it on their own terms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can even put treats or toys inside. That way they associate it with good things.
That makes sense. The blog post recommends the Viseoa 17.5 by 11 by 11 inches cat carrier. They say it's soft-sided, which probably makes it more comfy. And it's airline approved if you ever need to travel.
Those are definitely important things to consider.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, from cozy beds and scratching posts to interactive toys and essential grooming tools. It's a lot to think about.
It is, and we're not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
Much more. In part two, we'll dive into some often overlooked essentials, like food storage and the super important topic of ID tags and microchipping.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. This is getting good.
And we'll also talk about the most important ingredient of all, the power of patience and understanding in building a strong bond with your cat.
Okay, I can't wait. Everyone stay tuned. We've got so much more to uncover. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive on all things cat. We just scratched the surface. There's so much more to talk about.
Right, and we're moving on from, like, cat furniture and toys to something that's, well, maybe not as exciting, but still super important, food storage.
Yeah, food storage, people don't always think about it, but it's crucial for keeping your cat's food fresh and safe.
The blog post specifically mentioned the Vumdua dog and cat food storage container. They were really impressed with the airtight design.
Airtight is key. Keeps the food from going stale. Plus, it helps keep out pests. And, you know, those curious little paws.
Speaking of curious paws, let's talk about ID tags.
Oh, ID tags, yes. This is something every cat owner needs. Even if your cat is indoor only.
Really? Why?
Accidents happen.
I guess so.
Doors get left open, windows get left ajar. You never know. A breakaway collar with an ID tag. It's your cat's best chance of getting home if they get lost.
Okay, that makes sense. The blog recommended the Providence Engraving Pet ID Tags. They like the durability and the different options they have, but is an ID tag enough?
Well, it's a great start. But microchipping adds an extra layer of security.
Oh, right. Microchipping.
Yeah, it's a tiny chip implanted under their skin.
Yeah.
It has all your contact info, so even if their collar comes off, there's still a way to identify them.
That's a good point. So ID tag and a microchip. Double protection. Okay, we've talked about a lot of, like, tangible things, you know, stuff you can buy. But what about the, I guess, less tangible stuff?
Right, the things you can't just buy at the pet store.
Exactly.
Things like patience and understanding.
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, it's easy to get caught up in all the gadgets and toys. But at the end of the day, it's about building a relationship with your cat.
Oh, that's sweet.
And that takes time and patience.
Yeah.
And a willingness to learn their language.
Your language.
Yeah, you know, cats communicate in all sorts of ways. Tail twitches, ear movements, even those slow blinks.
Slow blinks. What do those mean?
It's like a cat hug.
Ah, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's a sign of trust and affection.
So if they slow blink at me, I should slow blink back.
Exactly. It's like saying I love you in cat language.
I'm going to try that. Okay, we talked about playtime earlier. But I want to hear more about how it, you know, strengthens that bond.
Well, think about it from the cat's perspective. They're natural hunters. And playtime lets them exercise those instincts. When you play with them, you're not just entertaining them. You're becoming their hunting partner.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, you're building trust, creating shared experiences. It's really special.
So every time I dangle a feather toy, I'm bonding with my cat.
Exactly. And the cool thing about cats is that they're all different. Each one has its own personality, its own quirks.
Yeah, that's what makes them so interesting.
Exactly. Some cats are cuddly, some are more independent, some are playful, some are more laid back.
So it's about, like, figuring out who they are.
Yes, and respecting their individuality. Some cats adjust to new environments quickly. Others might need more time.
So don't rush things.
Right. Let them come to you. Give them the space they need.
It's all about building that trust.
Exactly. And once you have that trust,
yeah,
that's when the magic really happens. That's when you see their true personality shine through.
This has been so insightful. I'm feeling even more prepared to be a cat parent now.
That's great to hear. We've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
But there's still one more piece of the puzzle we need to explore.
Oh, there's more?
There's always more to learn when it comes to cats.
All right, I'm ready.
Great. We'll dive into that in part three.
All right, we're back for the final part of our Cat Essentials deep dive. You've walked us through so much already, from the must-have items to understanding their, like, secret language. So what's this last piece of the puzzle?
Well, we've talked a lot about the what, like what to buy, what to do. But now I think it's time to talk about the how, the approach you take when it comes to, well, being a cat parent.
So we're going beyond the checklist.
Exactly. We're talking about mindset. It's about understanding that, you know, cats aren't just small dogs. They have their own unique ways of being.
Right. Like, they're not all going to be lap cats.
Exactly. Some cats are more independent. Some are more cuddly. Some are playful. Some are chill. You need to figure out who your cat is and respect their individuality.
So, like, meet them where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. It's about observing them, learning their signals, and adapting your approach to fit their personality.
So we're not trying to force them into a mold.
No, not at all. It's about creating an environment where they can thrive, where they feel safe and comfortable and stimulated, of course.
That makes sense. It's like the more you understand them,
right,
the better you can, you know, support them.
Absolutely.
And that brings us back to patience.
Oh, yeah. Patience is key, especially when they're first adjusting to a new home.
Right. Like, they might hide or be a little skittish.
Exactly. And that's totally normal. They need time to adjust. Don't rush them. Let them come to you.
So it's about building that trust slowly.
Yes. Every gentle interaction, every moment of play, it all adds to that foundation of trust.
It's like we're building a bridge.
I like that analogy. And as that bridge gets stronger, your bond with your cat deepens. And that's when you really start to see the true personality shine.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I've learned so much, not just about the practical stuff, but about the emotional side of it, too.
That's what it's all about, connecting with your cat on a deeper level.
So it's more than just, like, having a pet.
It's a relationship. It's a privilege to share your life with a cat. They bring so much joy and companionship.
Well said. I think that's the perfect way to wrap things up.
I agree.
To our listener, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you feel more prepared and excited to start your own cat parenting journey. And if you want even more tips and info, check out the blog post we've been talking about. We'll link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, everyone, and happy cat parenting.